We are learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are beginning the new parak on the bottom of Amud Nun Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah. Mokoyim shenogu lachsois malacha va'avrei pesachim ad chatzois. In a place, in a city, where the minig is that they do malacha, they work erev Pesach until chatzois. Oisim, you're allowed to work. Mokoyim shenogu shloi lachsois ein oisim. In a mokoyim where the minig is not to do work from the morning already, you're not allowed to work there. You're not allowed to work. Now, what's the shaila about working erev Pesach? So Rashi says, "Kdesh lo yitarud v'malacha v'yishkach bir chametz." And if you get to do bir chametz, you get rid of chametz. V'shchitas haPesach v'tikum matzah. Therefore, you have to be, available to do the mitzvahs, and that's why you can't do work. Tosfos brings out a Yashalmi that the reason why you're not allowed to do work on erev Pesach is because you have to bring a carbon. The day you bring a carbon, you're also v'malacha. And the reason why it's really only make adin also from chatzos and on, because the carbon pesach cannot be brought in the morning, only you're brought from chatzos veilech, and therefore there's an iser. And Tais says iser daraisa, iser daraisa do malacha from chatzos and on, because it's the day of bringing a carbon. And Tais ends off, you can read it yourself. V'nirav afes vanazed leka akrav akim shenasa also loyelam is an iser to do malacha. Real iser iser medina do also malacha from chatzos and on erev pesach, because that's the time when you bring a carbon. That's the day you bring a carbon. Now, it's a big shot if Rashi agrees to this Yishalmi. Is Rashi just saying, lo yitarad v'locha means just to explain the minig of tulchatzois, or that's the whole day? The Tzlach learns that Rashi is explaining what's the shot in the minig of tulchatzois, but after chatzois, he agrees to the Yishalmi, it's alza carbon. So we have two menhagim about erev Pesach before chatzois. After chatzois, sure is also, but tulchatzois is two menhagim if you do malacha or not. So, hoylech makav sh'ois makav sh'ois, let's say you go from a place where they do malacha, he goes to places they don't do malacha. Ayim makam she'ein oisim. Makam she'ein oisim goes to places that they don't do malacha until they do malacha. Noisim av chumri makam she'yatz v'sham v'chumri makam she'halach v'sham. And the first one explained, because with the place where he came from, that's where he still lives. He just came on vacation for Yontev there. So the place where he lives, that's really what his chiyav is. He's not allowed to do malacha. Or he's allowed to do malacha. When it comes to the next place, there the reason why he can't change is because he doesn't want to be different than everyone else. That's the really his place is his makim, and the next place he has to go because he doesn't want to change his place. The person should not change because of machlekes. And the Gemara doesn't have a kasha on this because it comes out that this sounds like that not go by chumras, because it sounds like, let's say you come from a place where you don't do malacha and you come to a place to do malacha, you can't do malacha. You need to start changing. Or the other way around also. We just said chumri makim, so it's a shikl stira to the race. So the Gemara will ask the kasha a little later on. Another idea where you have chumre both places, the place where you live really, and the place where you are right now. The makom shalakalach is that peiros of shmita, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to store in your house once there's nothing left for the animals in the fields. So you come from a place where you brought the peiros with you from the place where there, let's say, there's still chayas are still eating. So you're allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to store it in your house. But you come to a new place where there's no peiros left for the chayas. Are you allowed to store or not? So the same type of idea, and you go to chumra of both ways. Hamelach peiros shvius l'makom shekalu, for a place where there is no food left for the chayas, so you can't really eat it. L'makom shloi kalu, but you came to a place where it's plentiful. Still, you can't eat it. You can't store it in your house. Or l'makom shloi kalu, or you came from a place where it was plentiful. L'makom shekalu, or chayav levar, in both cases, you have to be levar. You can even bring him some peiros. Again, the Gemara will explain what that means. Our Gemara here on today's daf will, on a base, we'll discuss the ikir, the iser melacha. So the Gemara, mar irya arve psachim, afilu arve shabbosas v'arve yam tamanami. And the way Rashi with the Mashal explains the question, that why do you have to say that we're talking about the minig, the mashal on the minig is before chatzos. Just say that the shaylam and will know it's before chatzos. Because after chatzos is also every single Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ma ir yarvi psachim. That we're telling you that the chatzos and Eilech for sure is also. I feel the Arvi Shabbos, Arvi Yom Tov Nami. Even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif also is also every week. It's also every Shabbos. Every Erev Yontif is also after chatzos do malacha. The Tanya, you know what I'm If you do malacha erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov from mincha v'lamayla, ain't it roya simen bracha? You don't see simen bracha. So you see now I do malacha chatzos every week. Zok the Gemara, No, if you read it, it's Nishka Shaila. Loyalam Hasam and Mincha Velamailo would also. Some of Minchaloy, only Mincha Velamailo is also, not by Chatzois. Hacha Machatzois, that's one teretz. One teretz is that the chilk is that Erev Pesach is from Chatzois, and every Erev Shavuot Yom Tov is Mincha Velamailo. We'll explain this soon. Inami Hasam Simin Bracha, Hudloy Chazi. It's only a Simin Bracha you don't see, but Shemut Lamisham Matinle, that Mamish also. Hacha Shemut Lamisham Matinle, you put him into Cherim if he does Malacha after Chatzois. So what the Gemara is saying is that Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, it's usher to do malacha from a mincha v'lemayla. And it's in Reis Sima Bracha al Kaponim. It wasn't me mincha v'lemayla. Wasn't me mincha v'lemayla, what? That's only that's Makom Shenagu, only that's a minig. This told me Iker HaDin, now it's minig.
We're asking why our Mishnah is saying it.
Right, the question was like this, that why does our Mishnah have to speak at Chatzos? Just say, it's totally in a minig. This is my way Hashal explains the question. Totally in a minig, and we'll know what we're talking about before Chatzos. Because Chatzos is very lichas as anyway. That was the kasha.
Which one the Mishnah
said? What? Just say, Makom Shenagu last malach v'er Pesach? Good. Not, just don't say the word ad Chatzos. That was the Mashal explained. The Mashal Rashi explains the kasha. So now, what's the Gemara's teretz? That Erev Shabbos is different. First of all, it's not Chomer, and it's in Bracha. Also, Mincha L'mayla. What does Mincha L'mayla mean? So, there's a really a Shaila in Girsis. Rashi over here says, Mincha L'mayla, Teisha Shoyes Mechza, which means what we call Mincha Katana. From 9.5 hours Shoyes Vinus and on. The Girsis of the Marshal and the Marshal is Sheish Shoyes Mechza. That's the Girsis of the Marshal, which means from Zman Mincha Gedoyle already, you can't do Malacha. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Nun Aleph, both days are brought down. 2 days. Is it also from Mincha v'lemaylo, which means from Zman Mincha Ketano, or from Zman Mincha Gedoyla? That's the 2 days brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Goyin there says, why do we say Sheish Shoyes? Because see, the Gemara made a mistake here. Chatzos and Sheish, if it was 9.5 hours, it's not Mincha l'mayla, what was the mistake here that the Gemara made? Of course, that's the obvious difference. That's why he says, Shulchan Aruch, the Sheish Omech, as the Goyin says. Mine says 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. And L'maisa, just a little lach L'maisa, is the Magen Avraham says the Pakamachi is mutter, which means like business is mutter. It means real menial work means it's awesome. But business is mutter. Tzarech Shabbos is mutter also. So if someone has a grocery selling food for Shabbos, it's mutter also. And thirdly, it says if it's not Derech Kva, only Derech Arai, it's mutter. That I'm not sure what it means. And the Pesach I'm not 100% sure. Some say because you can't sew even a button, because that's called Kva. Like here, let's see a doorknob falls off and I fix the doorknob every Shabbos. I don't know. I'm not sure it's called Kva Arai. I would think it's called Arai, but I told you I'm not 100% sure, so you have to ask your own Rav. But L'mai said, that's the halacha here of Sheish Shoyes and Teish Shoyes, but that's the Shailan in 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, and that's basically a quick look at it yourself. The Simon Reish Nun Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Kufa. Ha'oisim halacha b'arav Shabbos v'arav Yom Tov v'na mincha v'lamayla. If you do malacha erev Shabbos, you don't have to mincha v'lemayla. We said it's 2 days. That's what mincha v'lemayla means. Either from just to make it like easy 12:30 or like 3:30. And with matzah Shabbos, with matzah Yom Tov, matzah Kippurim, also you shouldn't do malacha. You're not going to say Simin Bracha. We'll explain that very soon. V'chamakim shiyeshom nidvah averi. Anytime there's a little bit of averi, you should not do malacha. You won't see Simin Bracha. La'asuya what? Tainis siver. Ain't roi Simin Bracha la'ilam. Tainis siver means, Rashi says, a tainis they make for rain. Not a regular tainis siver that we have tainis siver. It means a tainis siver, the Mesalam HaGashamim, there, you should not do malacha. If you do malacha, ain't roi Simin Bracha. So here, this Brice here adds on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov, Matzah Kippurim, you should not do malacha. What does that mean? Rashi learns it means you have to be Moisif Mechoil Al HaKadosh. That means a little bit. You have to be Moisif Mechoil Al HaKadosh, a covered Shabbos. So it doesn't mean the whole Matzah Shabbos can't do malacha. Toisvis brings out for Yishalmi, the same type of idea. He says, those Noshim that have a meaning not to do, Tap Toisvis, those Noshim that have a meaning not to do malacha on Matzah Shabbos, Lav Min Hagahu, it's not a meaning. And on Agamara means, before the klal finishes davening Mayriv, you should not do malacha. That's what it means. That's what it means. At the bottom, and that's what Einar Yisrael Bracha. There is Epis one day that it means not doing malacha Matzah Shabbos, and there is a meaning like that. Some people don't sew Matzah Shabbos. It comes from this idea, from this Gemara. So, but it's not passing Shulchan Aruch Shatzad. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass in Yisrael do malacha Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara invites, Tana Rabbanon, yes, Zoriz v'nisker, there's some guy who's a hard worker and he gets schar for that. Yes, Zoriz v'nifsad, there's a guy who's a hard worker and he does not get schar. Yes, Shafal, there's a guy who's lazy v'nisker, he gets schar. Yes, Shafal v'nifsad, a guy who's lazy and he does not get schar. Now, the Gemara is going to bring in, what we're setting up for is, that certain times a guy is doing something shloi l'shma, he still gets a mitzvah for that. So let's see. Zoriz v'nisker, a guy who is a hard worker, but he gets char. The Ovad Kulei Shavasa, he works the entire week. He's the hardest worker around. He comes Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, boom, he stops working. That's the guy that gets a lot of schar. Zara's v'nifsad, the guy's a hard worker and he loses out. The Ovad Kulei Shabbos, the Ovad Mamash Shabbos, he works the whole week and he works Erev Shabbos, he doesn't get any schar. What's a shuffle of a niskar? A guy who does not, who's a lazy guy, and he gets schar. The whole week he loafs around. But every Shabbos doesn't work. And shuffle of a nifsad, the loy ovid kuli shabbos. But a guy who loses out, the guy who doesn't work the whole week, he's lazy. All of a sudden, Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, he starts working hard. That's a guy who doesn't work hard. So you see, a guy is lazy the whole week, he still gets a little schar because he's shalom shema. Stam, I just thought of, I remember a joke someone used to say, I just have to say it over, that, you know, there was a shvacha, like a chaburu yeshiva one time, a certain shvacha, chaburu yeshiva, so the guy tainted, by them, Friday is a regular day. You know, they never come every day. So Friday is a regular day by them, you know, by them is a regular day. The Friday is like every day, they never come. That's my idea. This guy, he doesn't work the whole week, so for him, is, you know, Friday is a regular day, but mine's he gets schar for that. That's the word. So the Gemara, Omar Rava, Hani Noshe de Mechuzam. Avagav, Noshim Chuzah, where the husbands made a lot of money and they didn't work. The Noshim didn't work. They didn't have to work a lot. They had a lot of servants. They didn't even bake or cook. They did nothing. So Avagav Levidna Virto, Mamal Shabbosa, Mashim Afkanusahu. Even though the reason why they don't work at Erev Shabbos is because their best that I mentioned, Dokoyam and Amalekov, they never work. Filahochi, Shofov, and Niska Karinla. They get schar because of Maisa, Erev Shabbos, they don't work. They're busy waiting for Shabbos. So Maisa, even doing Shloim Shmov, because they don't work anytime, they also get schar. Rava Rami, Rava has a kasha. Ksiv ki godo at shemayim chastecha, v'ksiv ki godo ma'al shemayim chastecha. It says the Eibush is the chesed is tol shemayim, and there's another passage that says ma'al shemayim higher than shemayim. Okay, it's that. Kam ba'isim l'shma, kam ba'isim shloim l'shma. Some of the mitzvah l'shma, his schar is on top of shemayim. It's ain l'soif. Some of those shloim l'shma, it goes pretty good at shemayim, but not more than that. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Rav, lo'olam yasek adam tarim mitzvahis, af apish shloim l'shma. It's important to learn and do mitzvahs, even though shloim l'shma. Why? So tov shloim l'shma v'lishma. After tasting the tam of the mitzvahs and the Torah, shloim l'shma, you'll come to l'shma. And like Tosha speaks out, even though it's a Gemara that says, "Kol oisik Torah shloim l'shma, noyachla shloim nivra." A person who learns shloim l'shma, he shouldn't have been created. That's dafka Tosha says. Someone learns like kanter or to be a big shot or to win over his friends. That's called shloim l'shma. It's not a good thing. But shloim l'shma. All the shloim l'shma doesn't have the right kavana. That avad is a mitzvah, and you should do it. You should do it because I did that. You'll get me zeicha to do it l'shma. Tana rabbanon hametzape l'schar ishtoi. Someone who doesn't work and he wants his wife to do a menial job. What it meant is schar ishtoi means that she goes around and with a scale. Well, Mar's going to explain in a second. She goes around with a scale and rents out that scale. She goes from shuk to shuk, from place to place, and says, "You want to borrow my scale?" And they get a few pennies for that. So it's a menial job. You're making a mazoyin out of your wife for no reason. Hametzapel schar ishtoy v'rechayim, or you use a rechayim. You rent out your rechayim, which also a big tirchi. You have to schlep your mill to every person's house. It's not a good thing. You don't see a simon bracha in that business. The Gemara explains, like we just explained outside. Schar ishtoi means maskulusa, which means a weight, which means the scale. Rechaya is a garata, renting out the rechaya. Aval avda, but if she does work in her house, she makes things. Umezavna and sells it. The pasuk says there's no better woman than that. The chsiv. Sodin osavatimkar. She makes sheets and she sells it. So if she makes things, she bakes things, she creates things in her house. And far from saying the word is because she's supposed to be in the house, not going shuk to shuk. Not what she makes. Her place is hidden from view in her house, and she makes things and sells it. That is a very big madrig. Tana rabbanan hamistakir bekonim uvekankanim einer royisim brachal oilam. Someone who sells konim, that's like these reeds, sticks that they use for fences, or big barrels. So there's not so much profit in there, and you need a lot of storage for them. So people think, oh, this guy must be loaded. He has a huge 40,000 square foot warehouse with a bunch of kankanim, but it's not. It's ayin hara. In a way, sim brachal oilam. My time, I keep in the nafashar b'chazayim, since they take up a lot of room, sholta bu'ena. There's an ayin hara, and it's really not so big business. It looks like much bigger than it is. Tana baron tagri simtom. People who sell in the shuk and people can see them. Magadli behemadaka, people who sell animals, like small animals, like sheep and goats. The kites say Lanois, Taivas, people cut down trees, Venois them, Einayim, Bechelik Yafa, and they always grab the first Chelik. All these people, Einarai, Sim, Brachel, Oilam. My Taima, the Tolbe, Inshi. People wonder on them. So, Tagre, Simta are people who sit in the Shuk, people always see them. It's not good as Ein Haro. And Megavi, Hamadako, people always get angry at them because the animals are always making damage. Kites, Lanois, Taivas, they say, what are you cutting down trees? That's not right. And Maisa, the Piskataisa says, we're talking about trees that don't have peiros, because if it has peiros, it's the Raisa. So, talking about it doesn't have peiros, but still, people don't realize that. They say, are you selling trees? What are you doing selling trees? And also, that means every time the guy has a shutvis, he always takes the better chelik. People don't like him. And that's not good. He won't see simon bracha. Tarabaran, Dala Prutois, Embram simon bracha. There's four ways to make money that's not a good way. It's not a simon bracha, loyalam. Schar Koisvim, the words explain them. Schar Koisvim, the people who are like a cipher, people who write Sifrei Torah and Mezuzos. The Schar Metorgumen, people who take money to be a Metorgumen in Shul on Shabbos. They used to have a Metorgumen to teach the Torah to the people. The Schar Yisraimim, people who take money to run the estate of Yisraimim. Umayis Abayis Yisraimim, and people who do business across the sea. So Mark explains each one why it's not a good Sim Bracha. Bishlam is Schar Metorgumen. Is not right a sim bracha from the job of being Metorgumen on Shabbos. From the Mechzik is Schar Shabbos. It looks like Schar Shabbos. Now, why does it only look like Schar Shabbos? It is Schar Shabbos. So it's two pshatim. Either he does it with Bahavla, but still, you don't see sim bracha, it sounds like. Or Allah means he gets paid for something in the week. There was some. Number two is, Allah Pshat Mechzik is Schar Shabbos, is that he, about mitzvah, there's no problem with Schar Shabbos. But still, it's not the right thing to do. It's no right sim bracha. That's just not the right thing to do. You don't raise sim bracha. So that's the first thing. It's not good to be in charge of the state of Yisraimim because they're children and they're not b'nei mechila. If you do something, make a mistake, you have no way to get a mechila on that. It's not a good business. I think, first of all, practically speaking, when you send boats across the water, it's not a good business because in those days it was a big sakana, and half the time you lost all your money, your whole investment. So that's why it's not such a good business. But the Gemara asks, what could be wrong with being a cipher? Isn't that the best thing? Eloschar Kaisvim, you're writing Sifrei Torah Mezuzos for the Klal Yisrael. Why is that right in bracha? My time. So Gemara answers, it should have been Sim Bracha. But Chav Dala Taniyas Yosef Anshe Kneset Gadol. Imagine they fasted 20. This is the Anshe Kneset Gadol. This is the Gadol Olam. They fasted 24 Tanesim. Al Koisvei Sfarim Tumas Uzus. So Yisrael shouldn't get rich. Why not? Shel Mali Yisrael. If they get rich, in Koisvim. If they get rich, then they won't want to write anymore. They're rich. It's hard work. So they made a fast that they shouldn't become rich. Oh, the poor cipher, mamish. You know, they fasted they shouldn't become rich. Yeah. It's not just a Gemara. It's not that fall. The Gemara will say one way they can make money. We'll see in a second. Tarabon, there is a way for them to make money. It's the next Gemara. Tarabon, Koisvei, Svarim, and Tulum, Zuzus, Hain, them, Vitagreim, and their people will sell the stuff for them. Vitagri, Tagreim, Vichol, Oiskim, Melecha, Shemayim, and anyone who works in Melecha, Shemayim, Lasuya, Merchit, Chelis, ain't a Roy, Sim, Rachelim, don't see Sim, Rachelim. But, Oiskim, Lashma, Roy. The Oiskim, Lashma, they see a Sim, and Bracha. Why? Like Rashi explains, because since they do it Lashma, even if they make too much money, they're still going to do it, because they're doing it Lashma. So therefore, we're not worried about making money. So, the Gemara, right? The one more Gemara. We'll learn more Gemara tonight. This Gemara is about Minhagim. B'nei Baishon, no, people from Baishon know, have a Zinim Atzur Letzidon in Malay Shabbos. Atzur Letzidon was you had to take a little ferry, but it was very close. And the halacha, you really let it go on Erev Shabbos across from Tzur Letzidon. But their minig was not to do that. They didn't want to go, because about Erev Shabbos, the Megayit is off the boat. Also, B'nai, so the Gemara, Magad Rambam is arrived from this Gemara that you let it do business, because the whole Shabbos was going on the boat, but business they could do. Because this was the Yom HaShuk, was in Sidon, and they didn't go Erev Shabbos by boat. Also, Benayu came to Yechon, their children came from Yechon. Amaloi Avosan Efshaluhu. It's good as their minig. They were rich people. They could do it. Anan Loi Efshon. We can't afford to do this. We have to go. Amaloi. Too bad. Kavar Kiblu Aveseichem Aleichem. Very your father's been mekabel for you. Shneva Shmavni Musa Avicha Valtitzas Torah Simecha. Your father's minig is mechayev you. And this is a big shaila in halacha. This. How much your father's minig mechayev you, but you see from here that a minig that the forefathers, like one of the things, because I'm sorry, use this for the chal of akum, which some people call chal of stam, that even if you want to say a new svar of chal of stam, but all the years they were no yigis, now it's a neder instead of a din, you can't have it. He brings it from the rabbi's gemara. This is one of the reasons that, because it's a minig of the avisayim, you can't change that minig.